And now on this Valentine's Day, a story of heartbreak from deep space. NASA's love affair with the Mars rover Opportunity is now kaput.
There wasn't a moment when you go, oh my God, it's over. Rather, it was this growing realization that this thing that had been such a big part of our lives for so many years was finally coming to a conclusion.
That's Cornell professor Steve Squires. He was head of the team that ran the scientific exploration of Mars.
I expected to be sad, and I'm not. I feel really, really good.
Opportunity was supposed to have a mission lasting 90 days. Instead, it lived about as long as a typical pet, 15 years, until June, when it went quiet.
The team back on Earth tried everything to reestablish contact over the next several months. On Tuesday, though, they gave up. They sent it one last signal, a goodbye of sorts. It was a recording of I'll Be Seeing You by jazz legend Billie Holiday.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places.
Sad to say that Opportunity did not take the opportunity to respond. Thomas Serbukin is Associate Administrator for NASA's Science Mission Directorate.
I'm standing here with a sense of deep appreciation and gratitude that I declare the Opportunity mission as complete, and with it, the Mars Exploration Rover mission as complete.
Now, Opportunity was actually the second rover that NASA managed to land on Mars back in 2004.
The rovers performed tests to determine whether there were once life-sustaining conditions on the planet, and they discovered evidence of ancient waterways. For scientist Steve Squires, Opportunity exceeded every expectation.
The first 90 days that we expected to get, we would have been disappointed if we hadn't gotten it. After that, every day was a gift, and you just try to appreciate every single one of them.
They took every possible opportunity.
In every lovely summer's day,